Thank you, Chair. This intervention is made on behalf of my own delegation, as well as the delegations of Chile and Mexico. As many other delegations have indicated, Mr. Chair, we believe this is the core of the document, and our suggestions would aim at shedding light on these issues and help clarify what we believe that still needs some clarification, and perhaps address some of the concerns that have just been raised, including by the ICRC. So, and also, this is a clear area on which the political declaration, if there is going to be one, would be a core element, but only as an intermediary process, as any prohibition regulation with regard to laws to be effective and enforceable will ultimately need to be formally incorporated into a legally binding instrument. With regard to the specific context of the section, Mr. Chair, we consider that it's important to recognize the specific areas of paragraph 31 that bring added value to what is already regulated under international law, in particular IHL. So we propose the following draft to the chapeau, to the article 31, which would read, due to the challenge presented by the nature of AWS, in order to fully comply with key legal obligations and ethical precepts, states commit not to develop, produce, acquire, possess, deploy, or use weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, if. And we'll be sending the language to your team. And regarding the subparagraphs, while we would have no objection with retaining subparagraph A, at the same time, it is important to reiterate that the subparagraph is merely a reiteration of the prohibitions currently existing under IHL, which are applicable to all weapons. Specifically with regard to subparagraph B, we have the following comment. The paragraph should end after the expression human operator, and we suggest taking out the word further, so it would read, and I quote, it can perform the critical functions of selecting and engaging to apply force against targets without intervention by a human operator. So this would highlight the centrality of the human element in the use of force, and we are suggesting deleting the second part of the sentence that conditions weapons to be designed and operated outside a chain of human command and control. As we understand, this is erroneously conflating the concept of the chain of command and control with the concept of human control. And as we has explained previously in the GGE for all delegations, the concept of human command and control itself raises issues with regard to autonomy and with regards to autonomous weapons systems. And still pertaining Article 31, Mr. Chair, we would also suggest adding the following subparagraphs to be more precise on its scope. First, prohibits the development and the use of AWS that cannot be controlled by humans. Second, prohibit the development and the use of AWS whose programming might remove human control over critical functions related to the use of force. Third, prohibit the development and use of AWS that cannot be used in compliance with IHL, including systems that cannot be directed at a specific military objective, cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, or have effects that cannot be limited as required by IHL. And fourth, prohibit the development and use of AWS whose effects cannot be sufficiently understood, predicted, and explained. Regarding paragraph 32, we think it also raises a few questions that would need clarification. We would suggest replacing the phrase through feasible precautions and risk mitigation measures as may be required by the operational context with language proposed by the ICRC that justifies, Mr. Chair, why human control is necessary. So the drafting would be as follows, and we'll be sending the language to your team. 32. States commit to exercise sufficient human control over all other types of weapons systems based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems in order to protect civilians and civilian objects, uphold the rules of AIHL, and safeguard humanity, which may include. And on the list of paragraph 32, Mr. Chair, would also like to add the following regulations, which we think address the concerns that were just so eloquently raised by the ACAC. First, ensuring that sufficient human control is exercised over the critical functions of autonomous weapons systems, of target selection and application of force throughout the development and use of the weapon. Second, while recognizing that the nature and degree of human control may vary during all different stages of a weapon's development and use, a human agent shall, first, be certain that there are adequate environmental limits in place, including spatial and temporal limits. Second, be fully aware and approve any decision on determining the operational context through a sufficient level of situational awareness. Third, be certain of the reliability and predictability in the identification, selection, and engagement of targets. Fourth, take the necessary precautions during the conduct of operations to ensure that a weapon system is not able to change mission parameters without human validation. Five, allow for constant human supervision and ensure intervention where necessary as to be able to interrupt and deactivate the weapon during its operation phase and verify that auto-deactivation functions as intended when this would be required in the legal assessment of the user. So that would be all for the moment. And thank you for your attention, Mr. Chair. We think this is a very important issue and a very important part of the document. Thank you very much.